This week, 9 Democratic presidential candidates met in a debate in Phoenix. It was the second appearance for retired General Wesley Clark, who joined the field just a few weeks ago, and the first without Florida Senator Bob Graham, who's dropped out of the race. Now, over the past few weeks, we've tried to take a look at the candidates one at a time. We have 4 left to discuss. Retired General Clark.
I fully supported taking the problem to the United Nations and dealing with it through the United Nations. I would never have voted for war. The war was an unnecessary war, it was an elective war, and it's been a huge strategic mistake for this country.
Senator Joseph Lieberman of Connecticut.
We've got to rebuild the trust in the White House that George Bush has compromised by breaking his promises, by indulging in the politics of personal destruction, and by deceiving the American people.
Representative Dennis Kucinich of Ohio.
I'm the only one standing on this stage who not only voted against the war, but will vote against the $87 billion, which will keep our troops there. And I'm saying that you have to have a plan. And where's the plan to get out? There has to be an exit strategy. I'm presenting that here this evening.
And from New York, the Reverend Al Sharpton.
Tony Blair and George Bush had a meeting, acted as though it was a world summit. 2 guys in a phone booth act like the whole world had met. And they made a wrong move.
To talk about these men who would be president, we're joined by NPR's national political correspondent, Mara Liasson. Mara, thanks for being with us.
I'm happy to be here, Scott.
And this was the second group appearance for General Clark. Tell us what appeal he made and how it went over.
Well, Clark is the closest thing to a celebrity candidate in the Democratic field. As some people point out, his first name is General, and for that reason, he has a strong appeal to a lot of Democrats. He has rocketed to the top of some national polls. He has had a stunning debut in some senses, but also a rocky one. He has shifted his position on the Iraq war, and in the Arizona debate on Thursday night, he was the target of a lot of attacks from his rivals about the different things he said about whether or not he would have voted for the war. He's going to be giving a series of policy addresses in the next couple of weeks on national security and health care, so we'll know a little bit more about his views. There also has been some tension in the Clark campaign. There are a lot of draft Clark people. In other words, he was the only candidate who was the object of a real grassroots movement to get him into the race. And those grassroots activists are disappointed that his campaign seems to be run by a bunch of old Clinton-Gore hands who they see as Washington insiders.
Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman got a great deal of attention when he became Al Gore's running mate for vice president. How is the senator setting himself apart from the pack as a candidate for president?
Well, he is clearly the most conservative candidate in the field. He has been someone who's been open to at least experimenting with school vouchers. He has been very consistent in his support for the war in Iraq, although he's been critical of the way President Bush has handled the occupation. He's staunchly in favor of free trade. He is really the one who is carrying the new Democrat Clinton mantle in this race. And he is a lone voice in that regard. There are a lot of other candidates that have moved slightly to the left, especially on issues of trade, certainly on issues on the war. But he has been very consistent, and he says over and over again, I'm going to stick to my views, even if they upset some people in the Democratic Party. And he's playing an interesting role, but again, not doing as well in the polls in Iowa and New Hampshire, and not doing as well in fundraising.
Congressman Dennis Kucinich of Ohio has certainly staked out some strong positions. Tell us about his candidacy.
No doubt about that. He's the farthest to the left of the field. He was against the war. He is against almost all war. He wants to set up a cabinet department of peace if he's elected. He wants to pull out of NAFTA. He wants to pull out of the WTO. He wants to bring all U.S. troops home from Iraq. His positions are very clear. They're very strong. He's not having much of an impact on the race. His presence is mostly felt in the debates, where, of course, he gets equal time to the other candidates. And that's the appeal of running for president for someone like Dennis Kucinich. You get a wonderful platform for your views.
The Reverend Al Sharpton is considered, I think it's fair to say, a polarizing figure, certainly among people who've known him from New York and remember his involvement in the Tawana Brawley case. How has he made his presidential campaign different than that?
What's really interesting about Sharpton is the early predictions were that his rhetorical skills and his tendency to be a polarizing figure would really either push the field to the left or it would cause divisions, or it would increase competition for the African-American vote. None of that has happened. He is an important presence in the debates, not in terms of influencing the substance or exerting some kind of pull on the other candidates on issues, but he is a great performer. He has a lot of good one-liners. He doesn't get involved in attacks on other candidates. As a matter of fact, he often reminds the rest of them to focus on George W. Bush and not on each other. But again, like Dennis Kucinich, he's having a very small impact on the race itself.
Mara, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.
NPR's national political correspondent, Mara Liasson.